Hello, my name is Mishana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a quick question, Mishana. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
I am.
Wonderful. So, a little bit of unique. I am a resident of Connecticut. I have received my first dose, which was the Pfizer dose, and I'm scheduled to have my second dose in Connecticut on the 22nd or next week. Here's the thing, though. I might be traveling for work to Birmingham, and I might be having to go within a few days. So the question I had was, would I be, being an out-of-state resident, would I be eligible to receive my second dose in Alabama?
Okay. For as far as ADPH website, it does let us know, which is Alabama Public Health, if as long as you're a U.S. resident, you are able to travel to any state in the U.S. to receive your vaccine, including Alabama. Let me see here.
Yeah, because I was when I went on to the site, the APH site, and I'm on the vaccination eligibility check and scheduling portal. When I said scheduling vaccine, it asked for the first or second dose. And when I put second dose, it says you are eligible. If you have already received your initial vaccine shot and wish to schedule your second shot, please contact your local health department. So that's why I called.
Yeah, a lot of places do require you to go back to the first place that you received your first dose. Let me see. Let me get the Birmingham zip code. I'm on vaccinefinder.org. I can see who has the Pfizer vaccine in shot. I'm sorry, in stock in Birmingham. You'll just have to contact them if they'll let you be able to take your second dose or not.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you for helping.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'm a traveling hotel and restaurant director and consultant, and so I go around the country, and usually, you know, it's never an issue, and but this is a unique situation, so I don't want to lose an opportunity to go to work, but I also would rather wait to get my second shot, which is only 8 days away, but if it means, hey, they need me in 3 days, you know, if I can get my shot down there, great, I'll just get it down there, no biggie.
And are you going to be in a certain area in Birmingham?
Yes. Let's see. It is the Renaissance Birmingham Rossbridge. Let's see. I don't know. I have the address.
Oh, I see it here. The resort and spa. Let me see that zip code. 35226.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's the weather down there?
It's up and down. Mainly hot.
God, I've never been to Alabama. I've been to Georgia, been to Florida, been to Texas. Never been to Alabama. So
yeah, the best I can tell you is just bring a jacket and some warm clothing, because one day it'll be hot and the next day it'll be super cold and raining and just weird.
Well, but what's super cold for you, like 50?
Well, I'm from Florida, so yeah, the super cold to me is anything under 70 degrees.
I'm in Connecticut. And it's 60 degrees, 62, and it's, like, lovely outside. So, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Let me see. I see a Brookwood internist in Birmingham that has it in stock. The Pfizer, did you say the Pfizer is what you had?
Pfizer, yeah. We received some Pfizer. Or as Dr. Fauci calls it, the Pfizer.
Okay, I see a Walgreens on Montgomery Highway in Birmingham.
That would be awesome. I received my first shot through Walgreens, so I would prefer to do a Walgreens. So I can schedule it through Walgreens, and I shouldn't have an issue being out of state resident.
Yeah, you shouldn't have an issue being an out-of-state resident. I do have their address and phone number here if you want to take it down to get that more of that information from them.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It's 205.
Mm-hmm.
823
6091. 6091.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the Walgreens?
Yes.
And what was that address again, or the zip code, I guess?
1584. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Walgreens. 1615 Montgomery Highway.
Montgomery Highway. Okay, so I should be able to, yeah, I so. I'm eligible. I can go right on the Walgreens website.
Mm-hmm.
I am here, and then I could probably schedule. Let me see if I can schedule an appointment just there.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work out, you can also try CVS. A lot of CVS, Walmart, Sam's, and Winn-Dixie's are hosting vaccinations.
And what was the zip code again? I'm sorry.
Let me see. One second.
It's
35226.
35226. Awesome. 35226.
And Walgreens is 35216.
Oh, the Walgreens, I'm sorry, is 35216?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. 35216. And search. And they have appointments available. So see if you're eligible. Let's see. Yeah, I already have appointments, so okay, I would have to edit that. Okay, before I do, I have to make sure I get the job. Wonderful. You've been so helpful. You have yourself a great rest of the week.
Yes, I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And you have a great rest of your week also, sir.
I will. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.